All right, let's get a Western UP report in. Our Western UP correspondent is on the horn with us, Pete Sorrell. What do you say, bud?
How you doing, madam?
I'm doing pretty good. Looks like we're finally getting some winter, but before we get to any winter activities, I'd like to take a moment and talk to you about this deer season overall, because you get around when it comes to the Western UP. Give me your overall take.
Well, you know, talking with a number of guys from all over this end, I would say that they're enthusiastic, but it turned out better than what everybody thought, you know. Again, there were some areas that were not as good as others. For instance, over in the Waters Meat area, last year seemed to be a good spot, and this year, boy, I tell you what, they had a hard time over that area.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing, too.
And I got to tell you, it seems to be a lot of discontent with the wolf population in that area. I've had guys complain that that's all they're seeing in that area. We didn't have as much or as many sightings up towards the Lake Superior area.
When you say sightings,
down in that Waters Meat area, Adam, they really complained about it.
You know, you say sightings of wolves. Is that what you're talking about, or deer?
Yes, I'm talking about wolves.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so up by Silver City or Mass City or Ontonagon, those areas, they're not as prevalent, you don't think, and that's just from what you're hearing from hunters versus down there by the Wisconsin border?
That's what I'm hearing. And it's not that they're not there. Up in the Porcupine Mountains in that area there, I got a trapper friend up there that is always having a problem with ending up trapping wolves instead of coyotes in his coyote sets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that the hunters just didn't seem, they weren't bothering the hunters in that area as much as some of the other areas.
Well, I wonder if there's a pack or something that moved up from Wisconsin into that Waters Meat area. I wonder if they came, you know, they don't really know where the state line is, right?
No, it does. I don't think they know where the line is or anything, but I know some guys, and that goes all the way to Highway 16 that runs from 2 up to 28. There were some complaints in that area too, and of course all there is in there is camps and a few resorts, and there's a lot of room to run there, and so that might be where they're at.
Well, hang around and we'll continue with Pete Sorrell from the Western UP at Fred's East Branch Outfitters in Kenton. And get you ready for the hard water. That's right, with winter weather coming, we'll briefly talk about the snowmobile trails. But we'll also talk about getting ready for ice fishing, which could happen really quick looking at the weather forecast on some of those smaller bodies of water. So stay tuned for a continuation of our Western UP report right here later this hour on The Outdoor Show.